At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
This is Mike Kegley here on Eye on the Illini. Big day today. Will Riley commits to the University of Illinois. We are really, really excited to see him in the orange and blue. We'll have Kedrick Prince joining me after the break here. Kedrick will talk about Will Riley, and we'll go over the team's expectations, what Will Riley can do on the court, and how that will put some pressure on the coaching staff as well, probably pressure that they welcome. And then at the end, we will also talk about Brad's thoughts as he has provided them. He is at a massive softball tournament and is trying to lead his team to yet another tournament victory. We'll be right back after these messages with Kedrick Prince.
Are you looking to grow your business? Do that with the Illini Guys Radio Network by advertising on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. The weekly two-hour syndicated show airs on more than 20 stations and is heard in six states throughout the Midwest, including Chicago, St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Rockford, and Quincy, just to name a few, with a reach of more than 11 million people. For information, send an email to mike@illiniguys.com and let's work together to grow your business. That's mike@illiniguys.com and let the power and reach of the Illini Guys Network work for you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is a big episode as Illinois pulls in a five-star, Will Riley. This is huge news, Ked. Probably the highest-ranked recruit in ages for the Illini. You got to go back a long time to get somebody in the top 10. And he's good enough to reclassify from a top 10 player in 2025.
If he would have stayed in the class of 25, he definitely would have been a top 10 kid. But a lot of people think because, you know, when you look at the history of players, just the data, players who reclassify, who come in, they aren't world beaters. And so, because they're a year behind. So I think what he does this summer is going to be really, really important with his body. But, you know, nonetheless, I mean, talent-wise, whether it's this year or next year, this was a huge get for Illinois on so many levels, which we'll get to on this broadcast. But, I mean, it just says the program is trending up. And to get a player like that and beat out who they beat to get a player like him, Mike, says a lot.
Yeah, it's very interesting for those people who want to know who is the individual behind this recruitment, Orlando Antigua. no surprise to longtime Illini fans who basically saw what he did with two runs at Kentucky, saw what he's done his first run at Illinois. Orlando finds a way to get in with people. And when you add him and Tim Anderson, who's also a, from a sales standpoint, Tim's an ABC guy, always be closing. So you've got two guys who are phenomenal. And in fairness to Jeff Alexander, he's had some success as well. The program is clicking, not just on the court, but off the court as well.
Mike, you just hit the nail on the head. You talk about if you're a fan, if you're not a fan of Illinois basketball and you look at the big picture and just mention the three names that Mike just mentioned, you know, Tim Anderson, Jeff Alexander, and Orlando Antigua, they're dynamite recruiters. And, you know, people who are questioning and wanting to know, well, what has Jeff done? Kind of Boswell is there right now because Jeff Alexander, it was kind of a split 50-50 deal with Orlando and Jeff with Caspers to get him over here as well. So the staff has done a remarkable job, you know, in recruiting. And, you know, Tim's, you know, in the last couple of years, everything he's done, it speaks for itself. I mean, you know, I was in Chicago this, you know, past weekend, and everywhere you go, Tim Anderson was being greeted. I mean, we were trying to talk, and every 5 seconds, somebody was in, you know, bumping in, wanting to say hi to him and talk to him. So it's a good staff to have. They've done a tremendous job. When you look at this roster, Mike, and who they've lost, it was like a blink of an eye. They just put together there's no Terrence Shannon in this roster. I mentioned that, but from top to bottom, this is a better basketball roster. It's just deeper. You know, games aren't won on paper, but this roster they put together in a short time, when a lot of people were panicking, are they going to get players? They got great players, and then today you land one of the nation's best players in late June.
The other thing I think that is really interesting is it's going to be a challenge for Coach Underwood. He tends to fall into rotations of 7 or 8 players, which, let's be honest, it's easier to coach have 7 or 8 players than it is to keep 10 guys or 11 guys happy. He's going to have a lot of tools, a lot of different combinations, and a lot of guys who are going to want to get some playing time. This roster, if guys develop to their potential here, I think it has a higher upside, believe it or not, than last year, even without the superstar in Terrence Shannon. But I also think people have to be happy. They have to gel as a team. I think there's also a chance they probably have a little bit lower floor as well, because they've got to get that roster clicking and get people to understand their roles and embrace them.
Here's my thought with it. You know, you're exactly right. The way the transfer portal works today, I mean, that roster is deep. There's at least 10 players, in my personal opinion, from what I've learned, that could be on the floor, that could compete for playing time. But with the transfer portal the way it is today, there's going to be 2 or 3 people who aren't going to be happy. It's just human nature, and it's going to be tough because very, very few people in college basketball go 10 deep. I mean, the last guy I saw who was really, really successful, I mean, not just okay, was Tom Davis at Iowa. He would put 5 guys in. He could, you know, he didn't platoon it, but he played guys, and there was minutes. If there was a coach on the staff with monitor minutes, but not to lose games, it can be done. But it hasn't been done in Illinois. And I think it's a good problem to have. I really do. And Mike, you said something about developing talent. You know, if you look at a lot of NBA draft boards, and draft boards are just people's opinions. I mean, I'll be honest with you, a lot of them. This roster has, I believe, 6 or 7 guys that could potentially be drafted in next year's first or second round draft. And I wrote that on our site at IlliniGuys.com. I mean, and now you add Will Riley today. When I wrote that, about a month ago, he wasn't on that list. So potentially, you know, this roster could be really, really dangerous. And they have to learn to gel, play together. What they do this summer is huge. You know, one of the things that made last year's group exciting when we went to meet with Coach Underwood, you know, before they went overseas, was how well they got along, and guys that were older, that were vocal and speaking up. And now that's going to be Ty Rogers. And I think he can do that. I really do think he can do that, but it's going to take more than one person. You just can't rely on one guy. They have to be able to be unselfish. Last year's group was DeMass and Coleman Hawkins and Terrence Shannon. They were unselfish, Mike, and that was, it was special. And they all got, they were all good enough to get their points at the right time. And that's what made last year great. But last year's in the past. Now you got to move forward, and you have to get these guys to jail, and you have to get guys able to be successful in certain positions. And that's what I think Tyler Underwood did last year. And I know the pressure's going to be on him again to do it again this year.
So we look at this team. What do you think the starting lineup? Now, obviously, you haven't been able to watch a full practice, but we know a lot about what these players are because you can watch them on tape. If you were going to try to guess a Keds starting five, what would that look like right now? Admittedly, there's going to be some guesswork in this.
Well, I want to start that. I'm going to go to the restaurant. I'm going to go to Big Fella, Tomislav. I'm horrible at pronouncing these names. We're going to have to get better at it.
He's going
to
be Tommy boy.
At the five. The four, I want to go with Big Ben from Rockets. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to play the four. Here's the problem that I have when people ask me this, now that Will is committed. I would have threw Trey White in there, but I don't know. Now bringing a kid in like Will Riley, I don't know who that three spot's going to be. I'll say it's up for grabs. The one and two is obviously going to be Caris Ferris and Colin Boswell. But it's really hard for me to pinpoint out who's going to play the three. I know a kid like, you know, Will Riley who's coming in and, you know, with all those accolades, I don't know how they're going to manage that. I mean, but Trey White has been proven, and he, you know, he's looked good from summer workouts from what I was told. So it's going to – and he's a proven player in the ACC. So those are the five or six guys that I think that could. But then you look at a guy like Kerry Booth, who has a lot of upside. He's 6'10", and, you know, if he even come close to developing what they think, that's going to put pressure on someone else as well.
As Coach Underwood has said, players determine who starts, and this could be a very highly competitive year. You've got, like you said, Humrickhaus and Booth. You look at the three position with White, Rogers, and obviously Riley. You just have a lot of things, and they also have the ability to go big. You talk about Morez Johnson. Well, you could, if Kylan's in some foul trouble or you wanted to just have a matchup nightmare, you could move Kasparis to point guard. You throw Riley at the two guard. You could put Trey White out there, Morez Johnson, and Tomislav, and you've got a massive team, or Humrickhaus. I mean, there's a lot of talent that can go out there and provide, or at least force other teams to try to match what Illinois is doing, as opposed to Illinois trying to match what their opponents are doing. It gives the initiative to Underwood.
I really want to see what Tomislav can do once he's there full time, because I think he's going to be the X factor, because he's 7'1", who can shoot it. I think he could be that guy. But something that I should have mentioned earlier, when you mentioned starting five, you know, I just assumed and penciled in Will Riley at the three, but I'm going to tell you, on the AAU circuit, he's played the one and two.
Yeah.
And he's 6'8". So that's another scary thought of a 6'8" guy who likes to have the ball in his hand. And I don't think the Illinois staff would care, but at the Big Ten level, where coaching matters and the way teams scout, you have to be really, really good at it. You know, and, you know, Kasparis is a guy that can play one and two because he's 6'5". I think Kylan is a great shooter. Size-wise, he traditionally should be a one or a point. But the unique thing about this roster, like you mentioned, you can go big. And, you know, a lot of people were asking, well, what about this booty ball? Because I think a lot of people liked it. And from my understanding, the one guy who's kind of mastered it a little bit is Ben. You know, Ben has kind of really taken that role, and because he's such a willing scorer. So You know, it's going to take some time, but I tell you what, they don't have a lot of time because that non-conference schedule is probably, I can't think, Mike, you and I are the same age. I don't think I've ever seen one like this. I mean, they've come close, but this schedule that they put together this year doesn't leave a lot of time for them to sit and think, hey, you know what? You know, we can expect teams to roll over for us because those teams that they have, they're all top 15 teams in the country.
Yeah, and they all look at Illinois as somebody they want to knock off. That's the difference between being the hunter and the hunted. And right now, Illinois might be the hunted for a lot of these guys who want to go after him. Let's go back to Riley. I asked Connor Kegley, who does some writing for us. His analysis was Riley's comfortable on the wing, but is a good enough ball handler to bring the ball up in half court. So exactly what you're talking about. And he loves using the high ball screen and getting smaller players on his hip. And I think there's a lot of players who could do that. But what separates him is Riley's also a solid passer when teams overcommit on him. And that really is separates him because you know as well as I do, there's some guys that once they get the ball on that type of play, they're going to shoot it no matter what the defense does. And Riley is a team player who's willing to, okay, you're going to send a guy at me quick. Well, I'll get it to the guy you're coming off of, and I'm going to make you pay for that.
One of the things that I looked at this film for like the last 3 or 4 days, and I really dug deep into it. You're right. You know, he's not a pure point guard. I'm not going to sit and lie to people. At least not yet. But sure, he can bring the ball off the court, but that doesn't really mean anything. We saw Ty Rodgers do that last year. But what I think he's really, really good at, and I think he's smart at, he's really, really good at reading the defense. He's really dangerous at slipping screens and flaring out. I mean, his shot is quick. And that's what I think the NBA guys really like about him. I mean, when it looks different, it's a little funky release, but it's really, really quick. And his passing. You know, I'm sure after, today, a lot of fans will probably get online and, to see some of this stuff that I'm talking about. But I just think, when you look at a guy who I think will take him a little bit longer to adjust, if he's willing to do that, obviously the kid's going to be on the court because he's talented. And but I think just his shot making ability, the way he can read a defense, and everybody on this roster, which is why you've seen Ty Rodgers put a lot of time in shooting. Every guy on this roster can shoot the basketball. Every single, and they can all pass. That is a huge requirement. I've sat with Brad Underwood at many basketball tournaments, and he always talks about passing. We've read about it. He's talked about it because if you look at last year, Iowa State, I think they beat Iowa State because the way they passed the basketball, Coleman Hawkins and Marcus Dumas and Terrence Shannon and Ty Rodgers even. If you can pass the basketball and hit the open guy on a team that can shoot, you're going to be in games. That's why his roster is full of guys that can shoot.
To go on, Connor mentioned the same thing you did. Riley has an unorthodox form, but he's very capable of shooting from beyond the arc, and he's even demonstrated the ability to shoot the very deep three from way out there. So that gives you, when you've got a 6'8" guy that you've got to guard 28 feet from the basket, that leaves him an opportunity to really help his team. He's a good athlete for his size, but he's not lightning quick nor an explosive leaper, but he's very athletic and he will have room to improve these with Adam Fletcher, who may be the best strength and conditioning person in college basketball. So that gives Illini fans something to think about because if he were to make it to school early July, holy cow, that gives you 5 months of Fletch. And we've seen with pictures of Kylan Boswell what Fletch can do in 1 month.
Well, I don't want to put pressure on Adam Fletcher or Will Riley, but this is one man's opinion. I think the success that Will Riley could have this year is going to depend on Adam Fletcher because, if it was my kid, and it's not, the EYBL season would be done. There's nothing else to prove. He's picked the college, he knows where he's going. Get on campus, get with your teammates, start lifting weights, get into the system because that's going to play a huge part in his success. There's no reason to continue. I wouldn't see the point behind it. And having Adam around and Adam being able to do what he can do with players, which we've all talked about, is huge. So, you know, again, I'm not putting pressure on Adam Fletcher, but to be honest with you, he's good at his job. He's one of the best in the business. I mean, there's a lot of players out there that will tell you, even Iodisumo, who's having a great year in the NBA, who had one last year, talked about how well Adam Fletcher's changed his body. And you just mentioned Kylan Boswell for a month. I mean, if you look on, I call it Twitter, I know it's X, but this kid's body looks totally different in just 28 days.
Yeah, and the funny thing is basically you, me, and Brad are the only three people that could make Adam Fletcher tap out. If he had to train us, he'd give up quick. But other than us, he is amazing. When we look at this team, they really have got a load of talent. They've got assistant coaches there to develop them. You've got an innovator in Tyler Underwood willing to try to do things a little differently. And you got Brad Underwood, who's going to lead the ship. With Will Riley, where do you put this team if you're trying to think of your expectations going into the season?
Gosh, man, you know, I've never wanted to come on and be public about it, because what I've seen, Mike, I've not seen any team or any company or any recruiting sites or any newspapers have Illinois in their top 25. I've not seen one. I'm sorry, I just haven't. Partly because they've lost a lot. But because I'm close to the program and I know the history of these players and what they're doing, I could pencil them in right now as a top 20 team, because I know they are a little younger, but they're not all freshmen. So we can say that. And there is some experience on that roster. Kylan Boswell played for Arizona. Trey White played for Louisville. You know, Booth played for Notre Dame. So it's not like this is a group of guys that's coming in and they never played before. I think I will pencil them in the top probably 20 spot, because the gelling is huge. I don't want to say it's always been overrated with me, but after I saw last year's team, I think it's important. And if they get along and they trust in each other and they have that same goal that they have in their mind, I think by the end of the year, they'll be one of the top 10 teams in the country, because, like I said, games aren't won on paper, but this team is a scoring team. I think they could potentially outscore last year's team, because everybody on this roster, you know, and again, I'm not excluding Ty Rogers. I don't want to keep mentioning his name because he's working on it, can put the ball in the basket. You have a 7'1" guy that can shoot threes. You have a 6'10" guy that can shoot threes and boot. You know, being a 6'9", and from all indications, from what I heard, he could be the best shooter on the team, and he's 6'9". And we know what Kylan can do, you know, and Kaspers. So there's no weaknesses when it comes to putting the ball in the basket. I mean, if you're trying to guard Illinois, if you're Arkansas or you're Duke, you got to pick your poison, because you're going to pay somewhere along the line, you know, and then they could go big and they could go inside. So this roster is going to be better than what people think. I know, because they lost Terrence Shannon and Colvin Harkins is gone. People are just not counting them as one of the – I think they're a tournament team. People will say that, but they won't have them in the top 25.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, because my guess is Coach Underwood has talked about it, that he's not here to go to Elite Eights and, you know, he's here to win championships. And I think one of the things that people might have to be – that fans don't like to be is to be patient. Because when you're playing a meat grinder schedule early on with basically two returning players, there's going to be a couple moments probably that aren't ideal. Let's just leave it like that during those games. And you have to look at this season as a journey. And I'm assuming that Brad Underwood wants to win every game, but he also is focused on making sure the team is playing better during March Madness than they do during the November early days of the season.
Mike, I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I'm going to throw a name out there to you. Every year when Brad Underwood, his team has been successful, he's had that alpha dog. He's had that one guy that I think that can, who just said, here's the deal. We're not losing. I'm grabbing jerseys. We're going to win. You know, Terrence wasn't vocal, but his play on the court did it. Coleman Hawkins was pretty good at it. I was good at it. Kofi, you didn't have a choice because he was so good. But, you know, and I've not seen enough of these guys, but if I had to guess one guy who I think that could be, I hate to say it, I think it's going to be Kasperis. I think that kid could potentially be that guy to just say, look, I'm going to make the winning play. And the other guy, if I had to just throw a name in a hat, it's probably going to be Trey White. Those are two guys that I think you have to have those guys. You have to have guys that you know that are just going to punish you. You know, when no one needed a bucket, they were going to go to Terrence, or they were going to go in the post to Coleman, or slip a screen for Coleman. So they have to find that. That's why gelling matters right now. And then once the kids on the team know who that person is, they'll make every effort to try to find that person.
And the funny thing is right now, very few people are penciling Trey White or Ty Rogers in a starting role. I think that's the magic of this team. Two players with those accomplishments and skills in many programs would be automatic starters. And
I did. And it was wrong to do the tie, Mike, because he started last year and he might again this year. He may prove us wrong and make me look stupid, which is very common and easy to do. But a lot of people were mad about him for starting Damonte Williams, but he kept doing it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I pointed to as well. And Damonte, God bless him, was probably 6'3". With shoes, yeah. And he played against power forwards. We can remember some of the things he did. So when you see somebody like Ty Rogers, who's 6'6", without shoes, and the way he can play defense, and he doesn't have the challenge of a rough knee, it's not going to be easy to displace Ty Rogers from that starting lineup. If somebody can move him out of the lineup, that'll prove to be quite an accomplishment.
I agree with that. And that's why I said to you, I need to be fair, because he's not just going to give his role up. That's why you see him in the gym working on his shot, because he's trying to be more than just a backup post player and get to the rim. Because if he can, even if he can shoot 18, 19 feet or 15 feet, the whole game is going to change for him.
Yes, totally. So we've got a big day then, Will Riley, coming to the Illini. Of course, you'll get coverage here on IlliniGuys.com. You can subscribe, go to www.IlliniGuys.com, and there you can subscribe $99 a year. That way you won't be surprised by anything, because you can go to the message boards and there are things that we can't put in articles, particularly Ked and Brad's inside information that means you're not shocked, surprised, or in awe of things that happen, and you're well prepared to be the person at the water cooler who knows a little more about the Illini than anybody else. And if you're listening to this podcast, we'd ask you to go ahead and subscribe. We're on just about every podcast distributor you can think of. And also share this on social media. It really helps us if somebody says, hey, if you're an Illini fan, you need to listen to this. And the last thought is, if you're on our IlliniGuys.com channel on YouTube, you can subscribe there. That would be fantastic. And obviously share that on social media. Ked and I realize we're not beauty pageant winners, but for those people who like video, this is what you're stuck with. We try to keep everybody up to date, whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country or halfway across the world. IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Thank you very much, Ked. Appreciate you talking about this here on a Sunday afternoon.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Take care.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info and recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams. And we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
And we are back here, of course. Kedrick, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate that. I wanted to go through some thoughts that Brad had. He really talks about Will adding a three-level score to the mix. That's a rare thing when you have somebody who can do all the things he can, the deep threes, can drive, intermediate shot. He can play the two, three, or four offensively, can play with the ball or off the ball as a catch and shoot guy. That is also another set of skills that you don't see in every player. He can score in bunches, hitting threes, pull-ups, and floaters at a high level. Defensively, he has excellent positional size and length, which allow him to get deflections and block or alter shots. His biggest challenge, or let's look at it this way, biggest opportunity will be strength. And having a four-month crash course with strength and conditioning coach Adam Fletcher will be very important. The other issue will be keeping the whole team happy. Riley wants to play, but so does Ty Rogers and Trey White. So with 10 players who are projected to get minutes, Brad Underwood is going to have to tweak his style of the 35 to 38 minute per game use of the starters. So there are a lot of things going on. And of course, I would like to highlight the fact that if you go to IlliniGuys.com and you go ahead and subscribe, $99 a year, you'll get all the stuff in the message boards. That's where we can do a lot more hypotheticals and a lot more of tipping hands of what might be happening in the future. We'd love to have you there and enjoying that. And of course, if you are listening to this podcast, please go ahead and subscribe to that podcast provider. We're on just about everywhere, and that way you won't miss an episode. And if you are on YouTube, you can do the same thing. IlliniGuys.com is our channel. Feel free to subscribe there. Make sure you don't miss anything. And whether you're listening or whether you're watching, please go ahead and take time to share us on social media. You would be shocked how just a few people liking and sharing our stuff is very powerful. And if you let other Illini fans know that they can watch us, that will be greatly appreciated. With that, we will be back, obviously, with more shows this week. Until then, go Illini!
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.